True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors hanging out at Taco Bueno with my friend Alec Medford and the Tolos, baby. They are here, and they're loving it, man. They're already asking where the next one is, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
Do they miss me at all?
Not a single one of them misses me.
Nope.
Kevin, who is the shirts shame. They're all wearing right now.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's rude.
Yeah, and I thought it was rude, too. I've been defending your honor against them. But
thank you.
They offered me a lot of money to join their side. So, Kevin, I'm sorry, and I appreciate your friendship all these years. But
yeah,
that's how it is.
They offered me a ton of money, too, but I can't use Venmo. So.
Yeah, that's right. So, Alex said, just buy me more Taco Bueno, and
that's
I'll
right.
be fine.
Okay.
So, you know, bribes are definitely a way to get to our hearts and stomachs. Right now, it is time for Cowboys Win Because, Cowboys Lose Because, Kevin. I'm going to let you take this one first because Cowboys win or Cowboys lose, you take it.
So I'm going to go Cowboys win because, and I know Mickey referenced this earlier, and I understand all of the reasons that he's right, but I'm still going to stick with it. Dak Prescott freaking owns the Giants, man. He's got a 13-game winning streak against the Giants. It's the longest winning streak by an NFL quarterback against a single opponent since Tom Brady against the Bills in 03 to 2010. The only streak by a quarterback longer in NFL history is Bob Greasy against the Bills. So the poor Bills have been on the wrong side of this a couple times. But death, taxes, and Dak Prescott beats the New York Giants, and that is why the Cowboys are going to win this game.
I'm curious for you. Were those teams that Dak played with better? Or is it just the simple fact that Dak said, as he said, hey, what they did to me in the first game, I've used that as motivation ever since. And you know what? If that's the case, get hyped for every game the same way, dude.
Right.
But like, is it just him and he's got a special quality in these games, or were those teams really good?
No, I definitely think those teams were good, but I would go back. I think you could find probably at least two matchups where the Giants were at least even or probably had a good shot at winning. But Dak Prescott against these common opponents, against these divisional opponents, he has shown, especially in the regular season, to be excellent at making adjustments.
I thought Bobby made a really good point this morning on their show. He said Shoddy would disagree with them, but there's no level of looking past a team that would justify the Cowboys losing to the Giants.
Yes.
They just are not the quality of team to be able to compete with even what the Cowboys are, whether you think they're middle of the pack or whatever. The Giants just aren't even close to that talent-wise, and that should be the difference in this game. Alec.
I want to go back to Bobby Belt before, who is in the building. He tweeted this yesterday, and I thought it was amazing. The last time Dak lost to the Giants, Barack Obama was president. Game of Thrones had two seasons left. Patrick Mahomes was still at Texas Tech. The Astros hadn't won a playoff series in over a decade. Cooper Flagg was 9 years old. And Dabo Swinney did not have a title. So it's been quite a while.
And Game of Thrones still has another season to give us, I believe, at some point.
Ew,
right? We didn't truly get the final season.
Can we just erase that?
Yeah, let's get rid of it. Yeah.
Guys, just
reboot that season.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like with the outrage, you kind of just need to start over at this point. I never watched it, but my dad was furious, so I assume, hey, something bad happened. Cowboys win because, gentlemen, Russell Wilson. They win because Russell Wilson does not handle pressure in this game with his offensive line that has been as shaky as ever in New York here. We'll just say the Dak Prescott era, it feels like they've had a couple of decent offensive lines in New York. That has not been the case the past couple of years. And, you know, Mickey's talked about it a few times this week, and it's the absolute truth that the second he doesn't feel he has enough time to get his first read, he's going to take off and make a dumb decision. More times than not. So if you can contain him, if you could just keep him in his current state, which is an aging quarterback that has lost his touch in the run game, that has lost his touch in decision making, then you should win this game.
Yeah, don't let him have any fun playing the game.
Great way to put it.
With old men, Kevin, when they get that fun, you know, running through the veins. I'm an old man. Whenever they get the fun rolling through the veins, and they're like, man, this is why I play the game again. You know, like I remember, I'm not talking about you, Thunder Dan. Thunder Dan's one of our tolos out here at Taco Bueno. Whenever you get that feeling, though, of like, this is why I play the game, you can have a special day. It doesn't mean you're going to have a special year, because this is kind of like Dirk. Dirk was like, look, on a night, Charles Barkley said this about Dirk and himself, on a night, he can do this, but can he do it every single night? And Dirk kind of understood, it takes so much for me to get out there. Some nights are going to be different than others.
Sure.
So make this be one of those nights where he does not like playing football. I'm right there with you. Cowboys win for me, Kevin, is going to be because – and this does go along with Dak, but because of the receivers. CeeDee Lamb, I do not think, is going to ever have another game like he had, a moment like that. And I do wonder for – I think, Kevin, Alec, that game, that rain delay might have been the best thing for them. Now, you're going, hold on, what the hell are you talking about? They lost the game. But – that moment of Miles Sanders fumbling the ball was a potential moment for everything to flood them and an opportunity for them to just get lost in, oh, crap, we are not going to be able to overcome this, and then just a tidal wave of things going wrong for them. What ended up happening was they went in there, Schottenheimer was able to refresh them a little bit, get them refocused. Now, obviously, they lost, but that defense looked different when they came back out, and there was just a different approach. I thought that was a really – opportune time for failure, and it happened to CeeDee Lamb, but it didn't happen to some of the other guys out there in that game. So I'm going to say that because of the receivers, CeeDee Lamb, I think Pickens is going to have a big game too. The opportunities are going to be there, and I just don't think that the Giants secondary is going to be able to run with those horses right there. Cowboys lose because.
Oh, can I give you a couple fan text?
Read the fan text, Kevin.
From the 817, Cowboys win because CeeDee Lamb has 15 catches for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ooh. And they only lose because the world shuts down and football is suspended. Hey, that happened like 5 years ago, so it could happen. And then there's a Cowboys lose because from the 469 that I don't want to read because it involves terrible things happening to me in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to be held captive as a sex slave.
What?
I don't see it happening, but I'll let you know. Well, I guess I won't let you know because
you're held captive. It does remind me though of that moment where Mike was walking down the road in Vegas and that woman cracked her whip on the ground and he said no, and then he asked her if her father was proud of her, and that was funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Was that moment in radio was my favorite moment of all time.
I know it won't happen because Mike and I weren't together at the time, but I would love to see that lady now at like a bank or something. And she's like, hey, did you work with this guy named Mike? And I was like, I did. And he goes, oh, well, tell Mike he really turned my life around. I really thought about what he said. But, like, obviously that won't happen for a variety of reasons. I was going to throw out Cowboys lose because George Pickens continues to struggle with early season routes. I'm not saying that this will be the case all season. And I know George Pickens has already said, hey, I don't care as much about getting more touches as I do getting open. And a lot of people have gone back, and we've talked about quite a bit, not running the crispest or, in some cases, correct routes. So I could see that being a loss if he continues to kind of struggle with the route tree early in the season.
Alec?
Cowboys lose because you're going to be shocked by this. Russell Wilson. And the reason I say that is because if he does make the right decisions running around and you can't keep contain, which you saw happen plenty of times, if we're being honest, in the Philly game, which, don't get me wrong, Jalen Hurts is a much better runner than Russell Wilson is at this stage of his career. But if he is able to force the Cowboys to break contain, overcommit on the pass rush, then they're going to be in trouble because he's not going to, you know, get a 95-yard rushing touchdown or anything pretty, but it's going to be enough to consistently move the chains to the point where hopefully they respect, they overcommit to him as a runner, and then that can open up things on the back end for a guy like, I don't know, Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. That's not what I want to see happen, and it's a reality that could happen. Do I think it happens? No, but it could.
I think the biggest factor in this game, it could blow up the Cowboys' entire offensive plan. And fortunately, I have a lot of faith in the offensive coaches on this team right now. I really do. But I think it might be a struggle to run the ball. Dexter Lawrence is an absolute beast in the middle. That front seven, I think, would be the reason that the Cowboys would lose. They could blow up the Cowboys' offensive plan in a heartbeat. Abdul Carter could, you know, apply pressure from all over the field. They actually use him the way we wanted Micah to be used around here by lining him up across the place. Brian Burns is an elite pass rusher. He can destroy your game plan by himself. And they have a handful of guys on that defense in that front seven. They could give fits to guys like Tyler Booker and create some problems across that offensive line. That offensive line, Kevin, we said it before the season. It started with Tyler Guyton needing to be a certain level. But that offensive line is the key to what this offense can do overall.
All right. You just mentioned a player I'm really intrigued by. I wanted to ask y'all, I want to ask the Twitch, YouTube, Franklin & Frankel, injury attorney, text line. Do you get intrigued with the opportunity to see these high-level rookies early in the season? Like, I know none of us are hoping that Abdul Carter succeeds, but I have to admit I am excited to see him just because he was such a high pick and there's a lot of, you know, steam behind him.
Yeah, I mean, Micah saying that he was the next version, maybe better than himself.
Right.
You know, like that was hearing that from that kind of accolade, knowing how highly touted he was in the draft. You know, I know what I watched whenever I watched film of him, but now I want to see how that I always am looking forward to how it transfers to the NFL because now it's the best of the best. The biggest, fastest, strongest guys. Can you do the things that you did in college? So, yeah, that's for sure. But also, I kind of want to see by halftime a score so big that Russell Wilson has to come out and Jackson Dart has his opportunity to step into this game. Ooh. And see how he handles it too.
Okay, but are you not worried at all about from the 4-6-9? Well, not worried, but should Russell Wilson be worried? Cowboys win because Future beats Russell Wilson up the night before and he can't play.
Well,
They're in Dallas, though. Is Future going to be around here? Or is he?
Can't make his way to Dallas? Come on.
He's got at least one song where he references Dallas and his love for it and the women here. So, you know.
Naked photo shoot was weird, though.
We all know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. They've been together for a long time, though. Do you think he's given up on that, or do you think he's like, no, she's still mine?
I mean, I'd respect the level of pettiness. I'd say you probably need to talk to somebody about that. Yeah. But at the same time, you guys know me. I love all things petty.
That is true.
So I'd say, hey, you're powerful. You can just write songs about them.
Alec Medford, huge Tom Petty fan.
That's right.
Ooh, I guess I don't get counted as that. I like him. You know what I this is going to be really bad. You know what I like the most about Tom Petty?
Hold on, Kevin. I want you to save that for the next segment.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I want you to save that for the next segment.
Okay.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So right. I do need to tell you this, though, Kevin, real quick.
Tell me.
Taco Tuesday deals at Taco Bueno, $1 party tacos, all
what?
Locations.
On a Friday?
On Tuesdays.
Oh.
So Taco Tuesday deals, $1 party tacos on Tuesdays at all locations. So be
You're
ready for
kidding
that.
Kidding me.
I'm not kidding, dude. Well, that's right there in my pocket right there, too. So we can all do it.
Huh.
Did you have a thought there, Kevin?
Yeah, your thoughts?
I really thought you were changing the paradigm of how we did food deals because I thought you were just changing Taco Tuesday on a Friday. I would love that if they were like, it's Taco Tuesday unless K&C is there, and then it's Taco Tuesday on a Friday, just like in December when they weirdly keep saying Sunday Night Football even though it's on a Saturday because they're like,
yeah.
Well, you got to know that brand. And I'm like, I'll still watch on a different day.
What I was told is Taco Bueno came to me and said, hey, you know, since you have stalled out on Tank Top Tuesday, can mm-hmm. we take Tuesdays over now?
Ooh,
and I was
yeah.
like, hey, anything for you guys.
Okay.
Coming up next here on the K&C Masterpiece, it is time for the Combo Platter, Band Edition, your sports opinion, and who's your favorite band frontman of all time, plus even more Forgiveness Friday. Next on The Fan. Back here on the K&C Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live from Taco Bueno at 1419 North Collins in Arlington. Love being out here in Arlington, right around the corner from AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Field. Unfortunately, no game at Globe Life Field because it's at Citi Field where Jacob deGrom is on the bump tonight, and you can hear that game right here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, it is time for one of our favorite segments of the week. It is the Combo Platter, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Band Edition. Give us your sports opinion, and then who is your favorite front man from whatever band of all time? Kevin, your thoughts.
All right, so I'm prepared, and I know it is the absolutely daunting two games back, but my sports opinion, the Texas Rangers are going to win the AL West. Screw
the West, huh?
Just getting a wild card position or whatever else. They are going to win the AL West. How about that?
Wow. So they're going to pass the Mariners and the Astros in
That's
this.
Right.
That's
oh, man. Right.
So have the Mariners lost in the last six games?
I think they've won six in a row, and I don't know how many people stayed up late last night for that stupid little wiener sack fly that scored a run. You saw it, man. He's like the shallowest fly ball you'll ever see score a run, and so they were able to get the win. So good for them, I guess.
Kevin stayed up late because he's in Las Vegas, so he was obviously
yep.
at a book, and he was watching that game and betting on it, and that's why he said stupid little wiener shallow fly ball.
I look, if you've saw it, that's exactly what happened.
I often watch baseball and say, yeah, stupid little wiener. Yeah.
Mike would call it a dink fart, but
it was.
That was – That was that moment right there, Kevin. Did you have bets on that game?
No, I did not. That was a passion project where I'm hoping that the Mariners lose just for the heck of it. And then if you give me cut number 11, this is my favorite front man for a band of all time. That's good. That's good.
I actually saw Kevin do this with a crowd. He literally at a fan event. He was like, "Hey, I've always wanted to do something."
I was fun.
I have no clue what to expect. He didn't even tell me what he was going to do, and he went out there and did this. And I was like, I was so shocked and surprised that they were feeding back at him. But that's just the vibe that you get with Freddie Mercury, Kevin.
Man, I think he can make an argument that he is the best front man of all time. Unfortunately, like by the time, you know, I got into music, he had unfortunately passed away. But I've had an opportunity to go back and watch so many of their concerts. And obviously they have an unbelievable library. And, dude, if you're like just trying to describe charisma or that it factor to somebody, that is who I would show them.
Go ahead and say what you really feel about him, though.
Huh. What do you mean?
Kevin has always said that Wilt Chamberlain has nothing with Freddie Mercury.
Because Freddie Mercury
can play the entire field.
Yeah, I could totally see Freddie Mercury have hooked up with just as many people as Wilt Chamberlain.
Jeez.
Which could be
I don't have the stats to back
yeah,
that
yeah.
up.
And no, who's keeping those stats, honestly?
Yeah.
Who's keeping those?
Was that pre-merger or?
Well,
I think it was.
I mean, if it's pre-merger, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's true. That, we've
you
always
get what
said
I'm
that,
saying,
that
right,
way.
Alec?
Alec, your sports opinion and your favorite front man of all time for the combo platter.
I don't want to speak anymore. But my sports opinion, gentlemen. I'm actually way more amped up about tomorrow night's fight than I expected to be.
Interesting.
And I'm a combat sports guy. I'm not an expert. I'm not a know-it-all by any means when it comes to boxing or UFC specifically. But I do tune in for the big marquee matchups, and I feel like at least the past, I don't know, like 5-6 years, I usually walk away from a lot of these fights kind of like, eh, it happened. You know, but this one's got a different feel to it. I don't know if it's the fact that Canelo is going to be making $100 million, so I feel like he's probably going to be giving the best effort of his life. If I had to imagine, if I was getting paid $100 million, I'm giving everything I got. But this is the first time that I've been extremely invested in both fighters, not just one side. Like when it was Spence Crawford,
yeah.
I was more one-sided because, you know, local kid.
Yeah,
Errol Spence.
And
like I kind of knew what I wanted to happen wasn't going to happen, but I still hoped and prayed for it anyways, and then he got obliterated. But this one is just it's got big fight feel too. I mean, Kevin's out in Vegas right now. It's a big fight feel, and I'm amped up.
And by the way, for the Tolos listening, Lucius is here as well. He's sitting 3 feet away from me right now.
Lucius?
Devin Haney is. You should be good. I think you're all set. Oh, maybe not. Well, look, you can't trust my apparently you can't trust my technical prowess. We tested it earlier. I thought
Engineer
it was good
Kevin.
To go. But look, you'll have to trust me on this. Devin Haney is going to be here like when their show is going on. I don't know if maybe that can happen. But yeah, so Lucius is here and
Oh, there he is.
See?
Oh, brother. Yeah,
right. I told you.
All right. Yeah.
What up, but L.A.?
I'm here there to talk, he not to be the engineer. It's a miracle we got on to begin with.
I'm proud
I
of you.
I can definitely hear you, but not the rest of the station. So I'm
okay.
Back
right.
behind, back out again.
They can hear you.
we can hear him.
But my whole point for the Tolo purposes is as soon as our show ends, obviously you go right into G-Bag Nation, and Lucius is here, and he'll be covering it for you as well. So all day long.
Yeah, my my kid, he's you know, he's the one that kind of revitalized my interest in fighting, UFC, boxing and everything. And I said, hey, by the way, this one's free on Netflix, because Netflix is not free.
I hate that description.
But I'm already paying for it anyway.
No, so I get it.
That's the way they're looking at it, is everybody's already paying for it, so it's free.
Yeah.
But he kind of revitalized that. I said, hey, do you want to watch it? And he was like, Dad, I'm kind of out on fighting now. And I was like, what? And he goes, but I'll watch it with you if you want to. And I was like, hey.
That's nice.
Then let's spend some time. Obviously, from 6 to 9 tomorrow night, I'm going to be at the Derbyshire. Mm-hmm. from 6 to 9 with the FC Dallas watch party. So that's going to be going on. But then right after, if that fight's ready to roll, I'll be ready.
I will be shocked if when you are done at 9 p.m. Central, the fight has begun. I want you to plan accordingly. Do not depend on that. By the way, since you're talking about everyone's got Netflix, I keep having these dreams that they're just going to walk by and like put this envelope on the table, and then you open up the envelope and it's got like a free code for Netflix for life. And so
Or they're just going to knock on the table, and you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I know exactly what that means.
Yeah. Actually, I would love to talk from someone from Netflix and be like, hey, how come you still keep that as, like, the sound of your network, even though you decided that Kevin Spacey was not allowed to be on that show anymore? Don't you feel like the knock that he made should maybe not be your signature mm-hmm. sound anymore?
Yeah, probably so.
Just a thought.
Hey, Kevin, if you happen to see our boy Adrian Clark out there,
I have been looking for him. I've not seen him.
Local boy turned into a fantastic fight manager. Alec, your favorite front man of all time.
It'll be cut number 13. Rest in peace to this man. So give me reason to prove me wrong. That would be one Chester Bennington of Linkin Park. Grew up a huge like rock and metal head because of my parents. We were constantly listening to whatever kind of rock was on the radio. And then whenever I grew up and kind of appreciated sports, I was like, well, I'd rather listen to people talk instead. So that was definitely it for me. I remember going to like the premiere, you know, showing of the Transformers movie, just because, you know, all the trailers and stuff had this song on there and What I've Done in one of the other movies. So I'm like, man, this guy's pretty good, mm-hmm. you know, and you grow up and you start to learn about these people as people, not just singers. And you hear about the awful things he dealt with growing up. And then obviously took his own life, unfortunately, battle with depression. So just a very admirable human on top of a damn good vocalist.
Kevin, your thoughts when it comes to battling depression, what can you do?
Look, and I've actually, you know, I'm really glad that you asked that, because I was actually just talking with somebody yesterday about that. They had a really terrible story, and I understand why they could be struggling with that. This is the thing that we talk about all the time. If you feel like you're in that spot, let us know on the fan text, on the Twitch, on the YouTube. I will give you my phone number if you need someone to talk to. And I'm glad to talk to you on social media as well. I will tell you, one of the first things I tell everyone is, go to NAMINorthTexas.org, because those are the professionals. They have so many free programs. But I'm glad to talk to you as well, just if you want more professional people, which maybe you should. That's what I would say.
I'll tell you this, too. When it comes to Linkin Park fans, I feel like that's one of the most passionate fan bases regarding their guys, that group. They love – Linkin Park fans love Linkin Park.
I know a little bit of time has passed, Alec. How has the new singer continued to be accepted?
I feel like as time goes on, it only gets stronger, the love from the fan base. Like, she was pretty immediately accepted, was Emily Armstrong, by like the real fans, the diehard fans. But of course, there's questions of, okay, well, Chester was one of one. Like, mm-hmm. that voice was unique. And then you're totally switching, taking someone else's frontman. Dead Sara was her other band. You take her away from there. And it just seems like as this tour that they're on continues, you see more and more social media interaction and stuff. And I think she's doing a great job, and it seems like the fans are appreciating it too.
Guys, I will roll out this sports opinion. And I know Kevin said that he thinks they're going to win the West, and I appreciate that. At the end of this weekend, the Rangers will be no closer than one game from the division and the wild card. They will be no closer than one game away from it, and that is unfortunate.
I mean, you have been consistent on that.
And if you kind of look at it, if they win two, you still have to have some losses happen in order for things to happen. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go on the road and sweep. It definitely is hard to go up to New York and sweep. That's going to be a difficult thing. I don't think that they – I'm not saying that they have no chance to do what Kevin said. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, as a fan, it feels like you've been stuck on this number or in this area of this number for so long, and it just feels like eternity. So that's why I have been saying exactly what I've been saying about this all along. And my favorite front man of the band, I'm going to go with Cut 12 here, this band.
I know this song.
Dude was a... electric guitar king also. He hung out with George Harrison and gave him a ukulele. There's all these crazy stories about Tom Petty. One of my favorite stories is that he was sitting across the table from the label. And the label was like, well, we're not going to give you this much money. And he was like, okay. And so he sat back, he pushed the pens away from him, and he pulled out a pocket knife and started digging into his fingernails. And they got so scared. And they were like, that is so punk rock that they decided to give him the contract that he wanted because he had done that. And he says to this day, well, it's not anymore because he's passed away. He says that he just wanted to clean his fingernails. He wasn't intentionally trying to intimidate them, but it worked, whatever it did. And then that career was pretty spectacular all along the way. I love Tom Petty. He was one of those first artists that I got to know early on as a kid. First CD I ever had was the Wildflowers CD, although there were so many more albums that were good before that.
Now, Corey, I know you think, or at least I think you think, I think
okay,
I'm going to run down Tom Petty. I'm not going to whatsoever. I was going to say one of the reasons I love Tom Petty is his work in King of the Hill. I know Reggie is not, he's in Houston right now, but he loves King of the Hill as well. We've talked a lot about the revival, and obviously Tom Petty has since passed away. But that's one of the things that I really love Tom Petty for as well, as Lucky in King of the Hill.
I need to reach out to Reggie and see how he is enjoying his celebrity at this point, because that was always a conversation that he was very uncomfortable with. By the way, Shout Out Friday is here for you, Kevin, so I want to roll one out real quick. Shout out to
Hold up, 1 second, sir. We need to do an on-air test once again, because I have another person here who I believe is ready to engage in these shenanigans.
I don't even think a test is necessary. We're sounding good here, brother. We're sounding good here. Live in Vegas.
I like it.
So I didn't jump in and hear you guys start this conversation, but I see where it's going here. We're talking about frontmen from leading bands and whatnot, okay?
Mm-hmm,
all right, so can I throw in the Isley Brothers?
Oh, okay.
Dude, Ronald Isley. Okay. These guys have been getting down since the 50s.
Man, that's crazy.
They've done different genres. Doo-wop. They've been soul. They've been kind of jazz, funk type of thing. They've been here forever. They have so many people biting off them at that point.
Multiple
hits, up in the 20s, I believe, when it comes to the hits.
Golly.
So I just want to give Isley Brothers a little love. Ronald Isley, Mr. Biggs.
All right. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, Move Between Your Body. You know what I'm saying? All those songs.
Shout.
Yeah.
Shout is
their first hit.
Shout is the song, Lucius, that no matter where you are in the world, everybody is ready to take part in jumping up and down. Yep. I've seen so many wedding parties go nuts over this song, and it's the one we played it at Reunion Arena for the Reunion Rowdies back in the day, too. Like, that song always hits.
You know what, Corey?
I'm getting chills right now thinking about
Corey,
that song.
Corey, could you say some more words for us right now? Could you just say some more words?
I can say some more words.
A little bit softer now.
Exactly. Exactly.
A little bit louder now.
Oh, hey, our speaker over here is kind of busted, so it's making a...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound, Kevin. So I appreciate you, though, getting louder after as we were rolling there. We might end up shaking this place all over. I did want to shout out Friday. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Valerie. Thank you for putting up with all my shenanigans and being an amazing mother to our three wonderful children. I love you. That is Tolo, Steven, and Garland Lucius. My wife's name is Adrian, and I stabbed her in the eye. And
you
also, shout out to my grandma from, this is from the Napkin, Ricardo, Sharon McLeod. I love you, Kevin, Corey, Alec. You guys are always awesome. It's always a pleasure to see you guys, hang out with y'all. To our Tolo family, thank you for being part of the family. So that is some more shout-outs from the right here from Taco Bueno in Arlington as our fellas Lucius and Kevin are out in Las Vegas right now. I do have a question for Lucius, Kevin.
Yeah, boy, let's go, bro.
Is it if he's sad that Mario Lopez isn't going to be on Media Road today?
I am sad for y'all, but are you keeping Kevin, like, are you helping him through this process, or are you making it worse? Because I'm very concerned about his lifestyle while he is in Las Vegas. He likes to gamble.
That is true.
So since I left before him yesterday in Dallas and got here after him for some darn reason.
How did that work?
Yeah, I don't know, man. And now I'm here. So far, he's helped me the most.
Okay, all right.
But
that's
now
good.
We've just linked up for the first time, really, here in Vegas.
Okay, all right.
So now it's going to be us. Do you want to go to the weigh-in, the ceremonial weigh-in there, Kevin?
I kind of do, but I'm a little sad about something, Lucius.
Oh.
I sent you a picture of the guest list for today.
Yeah.
And I got a little nosy. I looked over at your phone. And when I looked over at his phone, it was just my phone number, Corey. It wasn't my name. And his name is in my phone.
Well, how you put things in your phone, though, it's like Kevin Fan is what it would say.
So Lucius is just Lucius.
Okay, all right.
But
it probably
that
says
is,
Jacob
that
is, Bordop is probably
look,
what it says.
Jacob, I'm not going to lie to you. That is exactly how your name is saved in my phone. It takes a really long time for somebody's name to get changed over to just their name. Yeah. For the longest time, all of Jess's friends, it was their name, and then it said Jess in parentheses next to them because I would be like, that's how I know that person.
Well, I'm also a little curious. When we went out there for Mayweather Maidana 2, Rick Ross was performing. Do y'all have a performance going on that y'all are going to be able to go check out? Because I was stunned to go check that one out, and then Evander Holyfield said, hey, come talk to us, and I said, okay, I guess we'll do that. But do y'all have any concerts going around too? And also, Lucius, the last time we were there, a fight broke out after the fight.
That's what happens around fights, by the way. That's the energy that fights bring, other fights.
Corey thought I was dumb because I didn't move out of the way.
He stood around watching.
I wanted to see
Yeah. I escaped because I've seen too many of those things happen. Growing up in East Dallas, we had to get away from those things quickly. So are you going to stand around and watch with them?
The mean streets of East Dallas.
Streets of East Dallas and Bryan Adams. Are you going to stand there and watch the fights with him, or are you going to say, no, we should walk away from
Okay, so three things. First of all, let me defend myself when it comes to how Kevin's name is saved in my phone. I just got this phone. My other phone crashed. Mm-hmm, I had to re-download a whole lot of stuff, and some things didn't cross over. Okay. I lost a lot of good vacation videos. I lost a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
I had to re-download Uber to get out here. So, you know, new phones. Hey, sorry
man,
about that, buddy.
New phone, who dis? I got you.
I got to see new phone, who dis play out in front of me in front of
you. But, hey, just shows you a lesson right there. You peep through the phones, you might hurt yourself.
No, you're right.
That's right.
You might hurt yourself.
Hey, look, I got a kid with another lady, and I definitely peeped through her phone, and it hurt my feelings quite a bit.
Now, I don't know anything about a concert, but right now it is a concert because Matt Barnes just walked by me.
Yes.
I'm about 20 feet from Club Shay Shay and Ocho Cinco.
Okay.
Who else? There's somebody else behind me right here. You know what? There's a lot of stars out here. When I first got here, I seen Rolly Romero,
as I was
putting up my stuff. And Rolly Romero, I pointed at him. He pointed back at me, and he did a little wink and everything. I was like, this kid's a superstar. Look at him winking at me. He's trying to glamour me.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did work. Look at me talking about him right now.
That's true.
That is fantastic. And that's the great thing, too. Lucius, you've been out there a few times. You've gotten to see, you know, that. You got to know a few people. So now they're all trying to glamour you because they love you. Kevin, it is time for some Forgiveness Friday. Let's roll with this bad boy.
Now, this is tough. I have two that I would like to submit right off of the jump. One, making fun of my wife just a little bit, and the other one definitely making fun of myself. So I called her last night, and I missed her, and I showed her that the call was at 7:52. And her text response this morning was, "That's so weird. Mine says 9:52.
Okay.
And my response was, yes, time zones. Was that the proper response to her in this scenario?
I mean, you're just giving her facts. How people take facts is not your concern, all right? Like, it's just you gave her the information that was true. She shouldn't be offended by it.
You present the information, and then after that, it is out of your hands. So
okay.
I can't be mad at you being literally correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about when the literal part of my personality definitely did not work in my favor.
Okay.
So do I deserve Forgiveness Friday for looking at our itinerary and not really using common sense? It says the media row.
It's not common.
Yes. It said it was the location, the sixth-floor ballroom at the Fontainebleau. So what did I do? I got in the elevator. I went to the sixth floor. I didn't see a ballroom. I saw signs pointing both ways. I walked all the way down the hallway, and it was just a regular room floor. At that point, did I use common sense and go back to the elevator and regroup? No.
Mm-mm.
I walked down all the way to the other side of the hall and still found nothing, at which point I had to reach out and ask someone for assistance, and they go, oh, yeah, you need to go back to the first floor, walk to the other side of the hotel, and that will take you to the convention center elevators.
No, I think you're 100% correct. I would have been here 45 minutes ago if it wasn't for the location of this damn ballroom. 45 whole minutes, bro. I was so close the first time and didn't realize how close I was. And then I gave up on myself. I said, Lucius, you're going the wrong way. You're going to embarrass yourself. Turn back around. So I turned back around. And 40 whole minutes, I was like, you know what? I was right there.
So see, when I sent you the guest list, I also should have been like, by the way, the sixth floor is a trick.
Yeah.
It's actually in a totally different direction. And then you go up a different elevator to the sixth floor. So, Corey, I don't know if you and Alec would like to forgive us for just really not understanding the concept of where things are.
I'm actually just surprised that y'all were 40 whole minutes is
40 whole minutes, bro. This is a real you figure it out type of trip right here.
Yeah.
Dude, I having been in those those are the longest hallways on the planet. All right, there's no hallways longer than Vegas hallways, and I think they do it on purpose. I think they make it that way so that people are like, I don't want to go to my room. Do you know how far my room is? Let's just stay at the craps table. It just makes too much sense to keep it that way. Yeah, you never thought about it that way, did you?
No, I still haven't made it out there myself, so I'm just going to take your word for it that that is the home of the longest hallways on the planet. But no, I can't blame you because I've been in that situation before where I'm just like, I'm going to bail. I think I did that when, Kevin, you'll appreciate this, when Ring of Honor was doing their residency here.
Oh, yeah.
I had never been to the esports arena like from that entrance, so I didn't know where to go in, so I actually walked past the entrance because there was just nobody there, so I was like, this can't be it. Did a whole lap around the building, and then I saw somebody walk in on that second lap, and I was like, well, I should have just trusted my intuition that, you know, the 50 glass doors right here were probably the entrance. But, you know, I wasted a good I think I missed like two or three matches in that period.
Okay, so
it was amazing.
And so, next stop, obviously, we got to get you to Vegas.
That's
now, Vegas, betting capital of the world.
Drinking capital of the world.
That's true.
It was about, 8:30 this morning. I was outside.
Oh,
and there was a man. There was 100% a man. It didn't look slovenly or anything, but he had a 40-ounce Cobra beer.
Oh, my.
8:30 in the morning, Cobra malt liquor beer, bro.
Okay. All right. What needs stay to away ask?
From him. Yeah, and he wasn't sweating or anything. He was just going from one casino to the next.
So he was fine.
All right. Cup of coffee.
That makes me want to get a Mickey's so bad.
By the way, but Corey, you need to be careful with gambling because did you see that the Charlotte Hornets had to cancel their sports betting theme night because, you know, Terry Rozier is linked to a federal gambling probe.
Oh, man.
So it was scheduled against the Heat. And so they're like, we probably got to change that up. Also, follow up. The Fountain Blue Hotel has been amazing, and this is just how it works. But do they need to ask for forgiveness for their little candy that they have as part of the mini bar? It's a little box that's maybe the size of a regular package of Reese's Pieces or peanut M&Ms. That thing is $16.
Oh, man.
And also, Corey, think about this. It's at a fancy hotel. Everything is pressure monitored.
Yeah, if you even move it.
Yeah, and it says on there, if you remove it for more than 60 seconds, you will automatically get charged. So if you like are thinking about it for a minute, 60 seconds, it says you will automatically get charged.
Well, this is on Netflix tab, so you know what?
Yeah. Only,
get after it, baby.
Only to a certain extent is it on Netflix tab. All right,
Kevin, and then, real quick from Tolo Jeff, shout out to the KNC Masterpiece. You guys make being a mailman a lot of fun, and it seems redundant that he said male and man in consecutive orders. I don't understand why he had to say that twice.
I think they mean a postal type of mail for the first
Tolo Jeff.
I really thought you were going to stop after mail, and I was like, okay, I can understand that.
And yes, Kevin, my wife has forgiven me for stabbing her in the eye. She won't forgive me for all the jokes I keep making, like when I told her there was a package that was on the way today to keep her eye peeled.
Yeah, because I bet she goes, well, any other packages that come to my door are going to be rejected for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably so.
Do you think, I don't know.
I have an eye ache.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can't, my face. Do you think that the handicappers for football need forgiveness because Denzel Ward and Jerry Jeudy said they see disrespect in being 11.5-point underdogs at Baltimore? Is this a forgiveness situation, or are they like, hey, come on, dude, you've seen your team?
It's the quarterback, really. Yeah. Isn't that what the reasoning is behind this? Because that defense is good. The defense is good.
You saw it against Cincy.
Yeah, they're a quality defense, but they just don't know what to do at the quarterback position. And I, quite honestly, Kevin, I don't know why they don't just roll out one of the rookies. I think they fear it because they've done this their entire careers. Just, you know, hey, we've gone through 75 quarterbacks in the last 20 years. Why would we? But there are a couple of really talented, and the more and more we see it, guys are coming directly out of college ready to play the position. And so I don't understand why Cleveland isn't just rocking that.
Hey, Corey,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask for preemptive forgiveness from potentially Kyle Yeomans because Triple H and Undertaker just walked in the room. And okay. I know they have other Netflix interviews that they need to do first and whatnot, but I 100% I'm going to try to scoop one of them up and, you know.
Okay, well, then what are we going to do is we are going to go ahead and tell everybody right now. We are live from Arlington's Taco Bueno, 1419 North Collins. Coming up next, it could be Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com without Kevin, or it could be Triple H and The Undertaker. We'll find out next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.